Lord, please grant us the boldness and courage not to shy away from vital spiritual missions you have sent us to engage in, and to have faith and trust in you to bring us through to victory for your glory. Amen. Father Ezekiel had a powerful running vision yesterday that lasted 12 hours. It began at 10 a.m. and ended at 10 p.m. Here is his vision. Father began, "I was in the throes of suffering and found myself on a surfboard. The waters were starting to rage and a storm was brewing. The waves were tossing and turning, going in every direction as the shark-infested water continued to churn. All of a sudden, a great white shark came up and began to savagely take bites, eating away at my surfboard, shredding it into tiny pieces, all the while causing me to feel like I wouldn't make it through this sudden attack. Right when the great white had ripped away half my surfboard, I panicked and cried out to the Lord to please help me. And in that moment, the board self-regenerated and was suddenly covered with a shiny titanium coating and took on a life of its own, swiftly navigating through the shark-infested waters. I looked around and noticed everyone in the whole community and all heart dwellers around the world were on their surfboard, dealing with the same dilemma. Do I jump off this board and try to swim for it, or trust in God to save me? Right then, while moving forward at a very fast rate, I had this sense of push through, breakthrough, moving forward like an ice ship breaking through the ice in the Arctic. I saw long rows of people on all sides of me in every direction, as far as the eye could see, and they were all heart dwellers, with the same titanium boards, also making headway and breaking through the turbulent waters. At this point, the surfboards morphed into super high-performance vehicles, similar to a souped-up jet ski equipped with state-of-the-art high-tech equipment. We were locked and fully loaded. The enemy was on the beach ready to mow us down like the Normandy beach landing in World War II. There was wave after wave of heart dwellers coming in on these supersonic jet skis. And the enemy had everything a modern military would have: tanks, missiles, bombs, grenades, and more. We were sealed with the titanium coating, and all the enemy could see is a reflection of us and the environment around us. These spiritual vehicles could go in any direction. We were hands-free. They were intuitive and left us to fight from the seats of our holy transports. I saw us going as high as the second heaven where the principalities are. This heavenly vehicle moved in unison with us, guided by the Holy Spirit. They truly had a life of their own. We moved quickly on autopilot, and we were faster than the speed of light. There were many compartments on our ninja-like vehicles with a slide door that contains whatever we need in the moment we need it when ministering to others. These tactical titanium vehicles are called chameleons and were heart-seeking, finding souls most in need of love, care, and compassion. The chameleons were guided and powered by Jesus and a spirit. The titanium shining surface would take on an almost mirrored finish and effect. When we use them, we are the same way, just like a chameleon. We will use these before and after the rapture and blend into our surroundings. We will be in plain sight, but certain people won't be able to see us. Those who mean us harm won't see us, but the people we are ministering to will be able to see us clearly. Mother Claire had a word from the Lord the other day that I would be leaving my body and going in the Spirit and bringing back gifts and graces for the community and coming back with my arms full, all I can carry. The Lord is arming us for spiritual battle, and to go on the offense against the forces of darkness. I believe this holy, tricked-out, stealth vehicle is the first incredible gift that the Lord has given us to fight the enemy. What is amazing to me is that these spiritual vehicles are the biggest and baddest weapons we have received so far. And when we were coming up on the beach, the enemy was firing on us from every position, but they were retreating and were staying back from us, not wanting to engage us because we were so powerful. I saw us going through a field and we were just riding through air. All we could see were leaves. So Jesus and I were in the throes of this, and all around us were heart dwellers, and we were to push, keep pushing until there was a breakthrough. It didn't matter what the enemy threw at us. They couldn't touch us. We just kept moving forward. We were going in the Spirit to get used to these seamless holy transports. If you have a thought or a decision to make, it is so in tune with you. It just moves in unison with your thinking. It's extremely intuitive. Holy Spirit is giving us a direct feed about where to go, and the vehicle moves with us in perfect harmony. It can hover off the ground. It's a heavenly vehicle, nothing like we have ever dealt with before. Things would just deflect off of it. Landmines were not an issue, as it could move in any direction, up, down, sideways. Tanks, ships would come up out of the water like someone just tossed them. They are quiet and do not make a sound. We just got a new piece of equipment. Those of us who choose to use these resistant-to-ambush protected spiritual vehicles would be dropped behind enemy lines and make enormous progress. A lot, and I mean a lot, of prisoners of the soul will be liberated. We are on a liberation mission. This is an incredible new spiritual weapon given to us. It will become a part of you. You will become one with these vehicles and in complete union with the Holy Spirit. These are amazing. Doesn't mean it's easy, but it's a holy powered weapon given to us by God Himself. Will you choose to accept this mission and become a liberator of souls for the kingdom of God? We pray that heart dwellers will rise up and answer the Lord's call to be a part of God's mission and fight for souls. Fight as a king's child would fight. Rise up, dear family, and be the mighty in Christ men and women God has called us to be. Amen.